Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota politicians are blasting President Trump for his continued attacks on the state's Somali community. During a cabinet meeting Tuesday, Trump called Somali Americans, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and her friends garbage. The president also said he doesn't want Somalis in our country. Omar responded on social media, quote, "His obsession with me is creepy. I hope he gets the help he desperately needs." Attorney General Keith Ellison said, quote, "Donald Trump's disgraceful attacks on Minnesota's Somali community are injecting more of his poisonous racism into our beloved home state." Governor Tim Walz is speaking out about a decision by the U.S. Transportation Secretary that could cut federal highway funding by more than $30 million. Walz says this comes at a time when Minnesota is making strides to improve safety on our roads.
The Minnesota State Patrol and Minnesotans have reduced Minnesota's traffic deaths by over 80 a year, making us one of the top states for highway safety. This threat, based on procedures we have been doing, following the law, implementing the law for decades, now puts at risk the things that we're doing to improve safety.
Secretary Sean Duffy says Minnesota violated federal law in the issuing of thousands of commercial driver's licenses and has 30 days to fix the problem or federal funding will be cut. State officials are preparing to launch Minnesota's new paid leave program. Deed Commissioner Matt Varilek says they begin accepting the early applications today.
Any eligible Minnesota parent that welcomed a child in 2025 will be able to apply for leave to be used in 2026. The law gives us that flexibility so that families can begin planning now how to take that leave.
He says all other eligible Minnesotans can apply January 1st. A new and improved Eagle Cam is now live, courtesy of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. The DNR's Elizabeth Malp-Mauer says,
"We have a better view of that nest. We installed an antenna in the off-season as well to try to enhance the image quality, so viewers can expect to see an improved view of the same nest as last year. And we've seen them bringing sticks and leaves to the nest, getting it ready for the breeding season."
She says you can check out the new and old Eagle Cam on the DNR's website or YouTube page. The Minnesota Wild opened a four-game road trip with a 1-0 shutout win last night in Edmonton. Jesper Wallstedt stopped all 32 Oilers shots for his fourth shutout in his last six starts. Wild defenseman Jonas Brodin scored the lone goal on a long slap shot in the first period. Minnesota is now 10-0-2 in its last 12 games. The Wild play the Flames tomorrow night in Calgary. This is MNN.